Tita De La Garza entered the world prematurely on her family's kitchen table amid the pungent aroma of chopping onions, arriving on a tide of tears so voluminous they left enough salt to fill a 10-pound sack when dried. This extraordinary birth foreshadowed her profound connection to the kitchen, a space that would become both her sanctuary and prison. Just days later, Tita's father died suddenly, leaving her bitter mother, Elena, to raise three daughters alone. Under the loving guidance of Nacha, the family cook who became her true maternal figure, Tita developed an almost supernatural understanding of food. She could sense when beans were ready without tasting them, judge the doughness of tamales by their aroma, and communicate with ingredients as if they were living entities. By 15, Tita had blossomed into a beautiful young woman with extraordinary culinary gifts. When Pedro Musquez asked to speak with her mother about marriage, Tita's heart soared with hope, only to be crushed against the immovable force of family tradition. As the youngest daughter, she was forbidden to marry, destined instead to care for her mother until death. In a shocking turn that would set the course for decades of silent suffering, Pedro agreed to marry Tita's sister, Rosora, instead, claiming his motivation was to remain close to Tita, the woman he truly loved. The preparation of Pedro and Rosara's wedding cake marked Tita's first experience with food as a vehicle for her emotions. As she worked on the elaborate Shabella cake, her tears fell into the batter, infusing it with her sorrow. Even Nacha was overcome with memories of her lost love upon tasting the icing. During the reception, this emotional potency manifested physically. Guests who consumed the cake were seized by overwhelming nostalgia and collective vomiting, ruining Rosara's wedding day. This pattern continued when Pedro gave Tita roses to celebrate her year as ranch cook. Unable to discard this precious gift despite her mother's orders, Tita incorporated the petals into quail in rose petal sauce. The dish became a medium of forbidden communication between the lovers. Pedro experienced voluptuous delight with each bite, while Gertrudis became overwhelmed with heat so intense that water evaporated before touching her skin. Ultimately, Gertrudis fled naked across the ranch, her rose-scented sweat traveling miles to summon a revolutionary soldier who swept her away on horseback, a spectacular escape from tradition that Tita witnessed with both awe and envy. When Tita delivered Rosora and Pedro's son, Roberto, alone, an unexpected bond formed. Remarkably, though an unmarried virgin, Tita began producing milk to nurse her nephew, experiencing the maternal fulfillment tradition had denied her. Alarmed, Mama Elena sent Pedro's family to San Antonio. When Roberto died, allegedly from lacking Tita's care, her grief transformed into rage against the tradition that had cost an innocent life. Family complexity deepened when Tita discovered letters revealing her mother's own forbidden love with Jose Trevino, Gertrudis's biological father. This cast Elena's bitterness in a new light. She too had suffered under societal constraints. The cycle threatened to continue when Rosaura later announced she would enforce the same marriage prohibition on her daughter Esperanza. These intergenerational patterns revealed how entrenched traditions wounded successive generations, with food serving as both weapon and balm in this ongoing struggle. Mama Elena's influence continued after death, appearing to Tita as a ghost during moments of perceived transgression. This spectral presence represented the internalized voice of authority Tita carried within. When Pedro drunkenly serenaded her, Mama Elena's ghost appeared, threatening divine punishment. Rather than submitting, Tita finally confronted the apparition, asserting her right to live freely and expressing her long-suppressed hatred. After her breakdown following Roberto's death, Tita found herself under Dr. John Brown's care, whose gentle approach contrasted with the harsh discipline she had known. John shared his grandmother Morning Light's theory that each person possesses internal matches needing oxygen, a loved one's breath, and a candle, food, music, caress, to ignite and nourish the soul. With John, Tita experienced unprecedented acceptance and respect. When he proposed, she accepted, seeing an escape from destructive patterns, though her heart remained with Pedro. Of the three De La Garza sisters, Gertrudis underwent the most dramatic transformation, embodying Mexico's revolutionary spirit. After escaping on horseback and briefly working in a brothel, she found her calling in the Revolutionary Army, eventually becoming a general commanding 50 soldiers. Her return in a Model T Ford symbolized her embrace of modernity and rejection of traditional feminine roles. Gertrudis represented a triumphant alternative path for women, one defined by action and leadership rather than marriage or family obligation. Her military uniform, confident stride, and unabashed sexuality challenged conventional notions of womanhood, while her marriage to Juan existed on terms of mutual respect rather than duty. Despite her transformation, she maintained her connection to home, immediately requesting hot chocolate upon arrival. For Tita, Gertrudis served as a living example that escape from seemingly insurmountable social barriers was possible. After decades of thwarted passion, Tita and Pedro's relationship culminated at Esperanza and Alex's wedding. The celebration represented Tita's triumph, breaking the cruel tradition that had damaged generations of De La Garza women by allowing Esperanza to marry freely. The wedding feast featured Tita's signature chiles in walnut sauce, which produced an unexpected aphrodisiac effect. Alone at last, Tita and Pedro entered a bedroom adorned with white silk sheets and 250 candles. Their lovemaking was so intense that animals fled the ranch, and Tita experienced a transcendent cosmic connection. At the height of their passion, Pedro's heart stopped. Desperate not to be separated again, Tita consumed the candles John had given her while summoning her most passionate memories. Each candle ignited within her until she saw Pedro's luminous figure waiting. Their spiritual reunion culminated in a final amorous explosion, their fiery bodies throwing sparks that eventually engulfed the entire ranch in flames. When the week-long inferno finally subsided, only Tita's cookbook remained under the ash, the physical record of her emotional journey preserved through recipes. Passed to the narrator, Esperanza's daughter, this cookbook ensured Tita's story would endure. The ash-fertilized land became extraordinarily productive, eventually housing an apartment building where descendants continued to live. Throughout the story, food embodies both tradition and rebellion. Each monthly recipe represents generations of wisdom, yet in Tita's hands, these same recipes express her innermost desires. This duality critiques blind adherence to harmful customs while celebrating cultural practices that provide meaning and connection. Tita rebels not against Mexican culinary tradition, but against arbitrary rules that deny human fulfillment. Her cooking reclaims tradition as a living, evolving force. The surviving cookbook becomes a powerful metaphor. Recipes preserved not as rigid formulas, but as templates for future generations to infuse with their own emotional truths. We're invited to consider which traditions nourish us and which we might transform with our own passionate tears and fiery desires.